Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It is episode 137 of the Say Hey Podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I am Doug Hayes. It is September 30th, 2024. Rob, the long-awaited episode we've been talking about for a couple years now has finally arrived. Farhan Zaidi is out as president of baseball operations for the Giants.
Yeah, poor Farhan, but good for us because... Yeah. We've, like you said, we've been waiting on this now for about a year and a half, I'd say, where you and I had been on the same page and about the Giants' struggles and how they seem to be, middling. You know, I guess that's the right phrase for what they've done the last couple of years. And at least now, like, we don't know. We'll get into who they hire here in a second,
yeah,
of course. We don't know what the path is forward, but we definitely know what they were doing that couldn't go on any longer, and they were in need of a change. And I think we'll get a change. What kind of change will that be? We don't know yet, but
yeah, I mean, the writing was kind of on the wall. Here's the thing too: if you've been listening to us, at least for me, I've been saying, trust me, I was ready for a change. I'm happy this happened. I think it's, in the best interest of the organization for sure. I just didn't think it was going to happen. I thought that he was going to get one more year at it. But obviously the Giants were, the ownership group as a whole, were ready to move on. So I think to start things off, we're happy that they see, hey, we're not winning. You know, the fans aren't happy overall. And it's time for a change. We think Speedy Oil change. No, I've been thinking about that for a couple of weeks, but
it's time for a change. Yeah.
It is. It's time for a change. And let's just take a brief. Obviously, we know what happened a couple minutes after this was announced. And of course, we'll talk about Buster Posey coming in and we'll give our thoughts on that. But regarding Farhan, look, hired in November of 2018, coming up back to NorCal from, he was with the A's for several years. Then he went down to the Dodgers and kind of helped Andrew Friedman grow that organization into, a perennial power year by year. Got the job with the Giants in November of 2018, had 6 years here, and only one playoff appearance in 2019, 77 and 85, 29 and 31 in the COVID short 2020 season. Then again, that fluke of a season, the Giants pulled out of their ass in 21, 107 and 55, and then 22 went 81 and 81, 79 and 83 last year, and yesterday finished at 80 and 82 for the 2024 season. So six seasons, one with a winning record, and one playoff appearance, which they didn't get out of the divisional series. So overall, yes, it is a failure. If we were talking about the San Francisco Giants at the major league level for what this organization usually represents and wants and needs. Yeah, it was a failed regime under Zaidi.
Definitely a failed regime, and that's sad. But, like, I don't know, man. I guess my biggest takeaway from this is that, they're needed – the Giants are seeking a culture change, and that's the biggest thing to me. And, an identity change as a whole with organization, I guess, if you will. Like, the last few years, they've been so mixed in what they've been trying to accomplish or, convey to the fans. Like, we've gotten the whole, I put in quotes here, we want to get younger, we want to get more athletic, but, we also, we're not against overpaying some vets to get them in the door on short-term deals. However, we have no patience with young players who go through a slump or two, because our expectation here is to win a championship because we have no time for failure. It's like, okay, what the because we've gotten all of that in like a mixed bag the last couple of years, and it's been so frustrating. Like, they haven't been able to pick a path. You've heard me say that 1,000 times now over the last couple of years. And whether that's due to the outside noise or what's going on, you know, in those four walls between Farhan and ownership, we'll never know. But yeah, it was clear. Like, it had to happen.
It's true. It's like you said, there was never, hardly ever in the six seasons, an identity of what the organization was doing. Like you said, they never ever went into full rebuild mode. That was dictated by how off seasons went, how trade deadlines went. Oh, what's up? What do you got?
They never wanted to say the word rebuild.
It's true. It's true. And the thing is the Giants have been doing that longer than even, you know, before Farhan Zaidi and co got here. But the thing is, you know what shuts that talk up is winning. And they did that 3 out of 5 years, you know, earlier in the decade. So, but yeah, there's, like you say, no identity, no direction for this team. I feel like they always had outside of 2021 when they went and got Chris Bryant, it was always a buy sell mix of bags at deadlines. We don't even need to get into specifics. We could just talk, you know, general perspective here. Excuse me. But, and I've been pretty vocal too. Like, I do think ownership, everything goes back to the top, and ownership is, in my opinion, solely to blame for the last, you know, 5-6 years of, you know, underwhelming baseball, I would say. And because I do think that throughout his tenure, Farhan was handcuffed in what he could and could not do. So I didn't always blame him. That's why you would never see me. And I think you would tend to agree with this too, Rob, is I would never like publicly go out there and be like, man, Farhan needs to be fired, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I just felt like that was tired. And also, I feel like I'm not saying that they would have thrived if they let him do everything. You know, I just think you have ownership that wanted one thing and kind of the other. Like, I don't think they had a direction, which trickled down to the front office as well. But yeah, they failed to bring in superstars year by year for free agency. Even if they were throwing out massive offers, it still never got done. And drafting and developing was a big, you know, still a question mark, even though we started to see some of the younger guys this year. But was that because they can really do this on a year-by-year basis? Or is this because Farhan started to panic and they needed to change direction mid-season? So there's so many questions and so many things that you can go back in this tenure and be like, well, what if they did this differently? But ultimately, it was time for a change. And obviously, like, there were some moves that he made that were kind of, you know, dark horse, underground, like, underrated good moves. Like, those happened. He did some of those. But I think, like, I wrote in my notes here, like, if I could, you know, I guess categorize or, like, you know, give it a phrase, like his tenure, I would say he failed to raise the ceiling while thrived to improve the floor. The Giants were never terrible, but never great under Farhan Zaidi. That's how I.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like those, you know, those crazy win loss charts, like the probability charts that you see all the MLB writers post now, where the lines just going fucking crazy throughout the game. It's like, oh, look at the high. Oh, look at the low. Like, throughout the probability of winning a game. And that's kind of how I felt like Farhan's tenure was, outside of 2021, obviously.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, at least now it seems like ownership understands that they can't keep doing this shit. Like, I think they understand now that they got to pick an actual direction. And whatever that direction is, they think Buster Posey is the guy to lead them there. And they probably believe he has more respect amongst players than anyone else that might have been available. But it feels like a big jump for Buster. But none of us really know what his stance on anything when it comes to what's important to building a winning roster actually is. Like, we don't even know what that is. Hopefully we find out tomorrow. But my biggest hope, I guess, in this whole thing is that they can establish a culture that says losing and being mediocre isn't okay. Like, slumps and slides are inevitably going to happen during a season, no matter what the roster looks like. You know, you and I both know that. We both play the game. Baseball's hard.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that doesn't mean you switch course or change direction and start giving up on players you said you believed in just 2 weeks ago. And yep. that's what Farhan and ownership on the same breath, that's kind of how they were. It feels like there's just been so much of the last couple of years, especially the last 2-3 years. And the organization has just been second guessing themselves so much lately, and it's ultimately led them to where they are now.
Yeah, I mean, and we can talk about so many different scenarios and situations regarding specific individual players. I even put here like media promises, which, you know, the most recent one to me was when the Giants traded Jorge Soler at the deadline. And yeah, you know, that's giving up on a 3-year deal that you just gave to him several months earlier in the, you know, off season. It's like, okay, well, we actually signed the guy to a big deal and now we're getting rid of him. So we're counting that as a mistake, which ultimately at the time we're like, okay, it's still a good trade. Like, I understood it, but that's not the point. The point is after you make that deal, you come out and say, well, the rest of the season, he may not be playing shortstop every day, but Marco Luciano is going to get the majority share of the DH opportunities. That never happened. No. And sometimes things go differently than what you have planned or what you want to do. But it feels like it just happened a lot. And again, Luciano before the season, at the end of last year, probably a year ago today, in the press conference, you know, what, 3 days after Gabe Kapler gets fired, the season ends, and here it is. It's the Monday after the season ends, and Farhan's asked about the shortstop position going into 2024. And the, you know, I'm doing air quotes, is the plan is to have Marco Luciano be the everyday shortstop going into 2024. And then, you know, you have the whole Joey Bart situation over the last couple seasons and just stuff. He would say things, and through the years, you kind of just learn to take things with a grain of salt, because a lot of the times he would put stuff out there and it just wouldn't happen. And for different reasons, that shit happens, but it did. I feel like it happened a lot. And that not only hurts your credibility, but it hurts the organization's credibility. And you can't have that from your president of baseball operations, from a proud franchise that, you know, wins a lot traditionally. You know, Giants have their slumps, and currently they're in one. Three years in a row, no postseason appearance. So, yeah, writing was on the wall. Again, we can talk about the failures and, you know, some of the successes that Farhan Zaidi had in these 6 years, but people know that. He's gone now. Now he transitioned, and I think that what's crazy is everybody's getting their phones blown up this morning. Hey, Farhan's out. Oh, shoot. Okay, Giants actually did it. And the first thing I think of is, what is going to happen in the next week or two? Who's on this list? What's going on? Sure as hell didn't take very long, Rob.
No, it was basically, it was in the same press release. And I didn't expect that either. Because I thought, I looked down and I was like, oh, because I got what you got, I'm sure. And like all these notifications, like, oh, okay, that's crazy. But not crazy. Like, we knew it was coming. And then I had to actually click on it the first time. And because there was more, I saw the dot, dot, dot. And I'm like, okay, so there's more to this. Okay. So I click it open.
Oh, wait.
And Buster Posey's taking his place. I was like, what the fuck?
Like,
isn't there like a process to this? Or I don't know. I mean, Buster's part of ownership. So, or he was. So I don't know if there was like a loophole there where the Giants didn't have to go out and interview people, where Posey's probably like quote unquote taking a demotion by doing this, yeah, in a way. But I was so surprised, because yeah, I mean, I was doing the same thing as you, man, and thinking, okay, well, there's this guy, or you know, this person, and then yeah, good thing I opened that thing up, because then I was able to stop thinking and be like, oh, job's already been filled, and very, very surprised in that regard.
I had like, neither good or bad, just like a crazy amount of like thoughts coming to my head. Like, whoa, like Buster Posey. First of all, like the first thought that initially came to me was like, the Giants have the most like recognizable name in baseball now that's going to be calling the shots. And I mean, there's some big name GM slash president of baseball operations across the league, but it's like Buster fucking Posey. Okay. So, and I know that wins no games, but the Giants have ultimately a new face because over the last couple of years, you would occasionally see Greg Johnson. You'd occasionally see Larry Bear. You would see Farhan Zaidi a lot. Now we're probably going to see Buster a lot. And there's so many things that we can talk about tonight, and we'll talk about as much as we can. But I think in favor of like why it makes sense for Buster Posey to be the president of baseball operations, one, it is just a number of things. This is the only professional organization he's ever been involved with. He was drafted by the Giants back in 2008, right, out of Florida State?
Yep.
Won three world championships with them, won an MVP, is just known as a Giant. Got into ownership before this last season as a minority, you know, stakeholder in the team. So, you know, moved his family back from Georgia back out to the Bay Area. Like, they are invested in this team, literally. And I think throughout the season, we started seeing like little quotes and stuff like, and if you put it all together, like pieces to a puzzle, like Buster was not fucking happy with how things were going with his Giants. I call them his Giants. They are his Giants, especially now.
Yeah.
And I think because we know that he was part of the ownership group, and then today we get the notifications like, okay, so he's going to be still part of the ownership group, but he also is going to be running this shit. So like, this dude thinks he knows what it could take, and you know, he wants to win, and he's putting that on his shoulders. And so I don't know, initial thoughts, and we'll talk more obviously, but I think Buster Posey is really, really a solid choice at this point, even though I've seen everywhere today he has no experience, like fucking obviously. Okay, like we know that, but guess what? Nobody has experience for the first time they're doing something. So he's either going to sink or swim. Hopefully he swims and we'll see. But initially, yeah, I'm very excited about it, to be honest.
Yeah, I read all the things that you read today, and I understand people's concerns about hiring Posey. Kind of, should we say, oh, they didn't hire him on a whim? Like, I think we've kind of known the last couple weeks that this was a possibility. Like, we go back to the Matt Chapman extension and how Andrew Baggerly leaks out the whole stuff about Posey being involved in that. And then, I mean, to their credit, other beat writers kind of rallied to Farhan's defense. But, well, Farhan had this going on. Da, da, da. I'm like, yeah, but stuff like this, and I said at the time, stuff like that doesn't leak out on accident. Like somebody within ownership was like, let the people know that Buster Posey got this deal done. And oh, okay. And like, yeah, we didn't really know like what that meant long term, but I think the whole point of that was, it was to put the idea in our heads that, hey, you know, Buster Posey, you know, he can get deals done and this and that. And, you know, maybe Farhan, you know, wasn't as good. And like, and whether that's even true or not, I don't know if Buster Posey could sign a deal with anybody, but they made it a point to put that deal or put that thought in our heads. And that wasn't an accident. Stuff like that just doesn't happen. So after that, I was kind of bracing myself for this possibility. But again, like, I didn't think that was going to be part of the same press release today. We're like, yeah, Farhan's gone, Buster's in. Like, that is some wild shit. And that is like, I would have totally been fine if they'd have been like, all right, we let Farhan go. We're going to, you know, go over our options and, you know, we're going to figure this out. You know, winning's important to us. We know we need to build a foundation. We know we suck, blah, 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 you know? And no, because I mean, that's what they got to do. They have to build a solid foundation and stop trying to throw together winners before every season. That's what they've been trying to do, is just throw together a winning roster right before the season starts. And like, no, you got to start like we talk about, you got to start with a foundation. You got to have your pieces. And I think the Giants did a good job in that regard this year of setting up some future pieces for the long haul. And we can get into that later. But yeah, it was surprising that they went directly to him, right? They went directly to Buster.
Yeah.
And outside of that,
look at that, Rob's Buster.
I don't think it's him. But after all the shit that we've been through the last couple of years, to settle on Posey immediately, like that just goes to show that, like you said earlier, Doug, him moving out here, that wasn't an accident. Moving out here full time, like this has probably been in the works now for probably about a year, like the preparation.
Possibly
of this, because what we all knew, like Farhan quote unquote signs an extension, you know, last offseason. even though the Giants don't really ever actually announce it, they kind of slide it in there when Bob Melvin's getting his introductory press conference. Oh yeah, by the way, we extended Farhan's IE2. It was not something that they wanted to scream to the heavens about, like they were happy, because they knew people like you and me and all the other fans were very skeptical about what was going on, and contracts have loopholes and everything. And so I mean, by all accounts, this was a lame duck season for Farhan's IE2. It was, and I kind of felt that when you heard how much more Buster was getting involved in day to day operations. And Then it's just like it was just like last year with Gabe Kapler. You know, the media starts putting out these little hits about Farhan. It's like, damn, they did the same thing to Kapler around this time last year. Like, it's like you wonder if ownership gave them the green light to be like, hey, it's okay to start bashing him because we're about to can his ass, and da, da, da. And that's what brings us to today.
I have 2 points that kind of tie together when it comes to this new era underneath Buster Posey. It's kind of crazy saying it, thinking about it. But how will ownership impact? How will it differ from the Zaidi regime to now the Posey regime? How will things change? Like, obviously you have ownership and then below you have the president of baseball operations. And when it comes to Farhan, and I think a lot of people would agree with this, and it was always kind of like my gripe with ownership was, it was, hey, try to compete, but also don't, spend an ass load of money, to be blunt. And now you have, and I know he's not one of the, big money investors in the ownership group, but he is involved. And you can tell his impact throughout the season within the ownership group, I guess you could say, grew significantly. So they value Buster Posey's word. He was in on the free agent thing going into last season with Otani. I believe he was involved, if I remember properly, 2 years ago, maybe even before he was officially involved or closely after he got into the ownership group with the Aaron Judge situation. So he's been in these things involved already, and I just wonder how it will change with now you have one of your own from the ownership group running the team with a guy that has actually played the game before. He has won at the highest level. He was, a great teammate, respected thoroughly throughout the league. There, you can't really say a bad thing about Buster Posey. He was always the guy that has done everything right. He says the right things, and now he's going to be the one calling the big shots for your organization. Are they going to give him a longer leash to be like, hey, we need to do things differently. Go do it. Do what you got to do. You know what I mean?
I definitely know what you mean. And I've seen a couple people say earlier, imagine the approaching the situation where you have to maybe fire Buster Posey because he's That's the reality of what's going on here, and that's why a lot of people going like, why would he do this and da da da. And I understand what people are saying there, and like, as I don't think it has anything to do with money. But it was pretty clear, like you said, that he was more than just a shareholder of the Giants, because that was a big deal 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when he became a shareholder with the Giants, you know, part of ownership. And yeah, like I think the biggest concern that people have is like, are they just kind of blurring the lines between ownership and president of baseball operations? I totally get that.
Ooh, it's because, Buster Posey.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, is he part of, but he's really part of ownership. Oh, wait, no, he's not. Or is he? Or like, wait, can they fire him? Like, things are going, yeah. Like, there's a lot of things that we don't know, and hopefully we get a little clarity tomorrow. But, you know, I think there are some really smart people and some really smart fans out there that are doing their due diligence with the situation, being like, yeah, I mean, yeah, we all love Buster Posey, but what does this really mean for the team moving forward? Like, what if things don't get better? Are we just going to let Buster keep doing this because he's Buster? And there's just a lot that we don't know as of right now. And I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, it makes me a little nervous personally, but excited at the same time for all the reasons you just said, Doug. He's Buster Posey. You know, he's done this at the highest level. You know, he's won. You know, everybody seems to like him. Like, you know, you've never heard a bad word about him.
Yeah.
And he seems very respected in the game. Yes, that didn't land Aaron Judge or Otani or anything. Okay, fine. You know, the Giants really, I'm not looking for the Giants to make those kind of moves, you know, because they haven't been able to since Barry Bonds. So I don't expect them to do that now. But I expect them to not be okay with losing anymore. Because, like you said, Doug, 3 years in a row, this is the San Francisco Giants we're talking about, 3 years in a row, not in the playoffs, that's fucking bad. That's not what we grew up watching. That's not the standard of what the Giants are.
Yeah, and I just want to give a shout. I'm pretty sure our boy Tyler Hall said this in one of our chats earlier. Like, and it ties into what you talk about, well, like, do they fire him if it doesn't go well? Like, I fully agree. And if it wasn't Tyler, I apologize. But it was something I saw today. He said, if Buster is struggling a year or two into this, like, he will see it himself and he will back out and say, hey, we need to go in a different direction because I'm not cutting it. And I actually totally agree with that. I don't think they would be like, hey, Buster Posey has been fired. He's been let go of his role. I think he would see the writing on the wall and recuse himself and say, hey, like, we need to go in a different direction because I'm obviously not the right fit for this. But also, the thing is with this job as, you know, POBO, is his role, he is overseeing everything. This means the major league level, the active roster, the 40-man roster. He is seeing all four farm teams. This is in charge of scouting, not only other major league players that could be trade candidates or future free agent pickups. This is high school and college draft guys. So immediately, I think a lot of us are like Buster Posey's going to do all this. But in, you know, Andrew Baggerly's article today, he said that there 100% will be a day-to-day operations guy. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to do their, you know, Brian Sabian throwback, their due diligence and get Buster the right guy that he works with, he can talk to for hours on end on a day-to-day basis regarding whether it's the farm system or free agency or trades or the draft, something. And I know we don't know anything, but Baggerly did say Jeremy Shelley, who's already in the system, who has been working kind of like a day-to-day assistant the last few years with Farhan. I believe he was there with Bobby Evans before that too. So he could be an option. We don't know, but kind of just transitioning back to actual baseball and the team with Buster Posey now running it. We've said this before, Rob, many times on this podcast, the Giants can be a playoff team with a couple of right moves. They can sign two free agents this offseason, make a trade. And, you know, now we have some of these young guys in this organization that maybe they're ready to participate and be everyday players. If you get that mixed all together and you have a guy like Buster Posey making the, you know, big decisions, which I'm sure it will always come back to him for, you know, making the trade, making a big signing, even though he's not doing all the day-to-day stuff.
Right.
Like, they can be a playoff team next year. We've been saying this for the last couple of years. It's not like they're in a complete rebuild and the team sucks. The team is not terrible. They're just not good. But they can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're not further along in what should have been a rebuild, but probably by last year. That's when the rebuild should have started. But they didn't want to do that. So that's why we've been in limbo the last couple of years with your Yastrzemskis and Confortos and people like that, but that's the way the Farhan regime wanted to operate, you know, and whether that was on him or not, those are the questions that we'll never know. We'll never know the answers to those questions.
Yeah.
But the thing that's so hard to wrap your mind around is that whoever is running those day-to-day baseball operations, because I agree, it won't be Buster, but it's going to be somebody that Buster hires.
Yeah,
that's all gonna fall on him now, and that's where I'm like I'm getting there. I like it, but I'm like, damn. But whoever that is, whoever he hires to do those things, I mean, if shit goes bad, that's on Buster Posey now. And that's it. I think for Giants fans everywhere, that's the biggest like mental hurdle that we're going to have to get over. Like, if things are bad, if you don't like the product on the field this year or next year, we're looking at Buster Posey, you know, now. And that's it's wild to me. It's exciting, but like, it's not right. Like, cause I don't want to think badly on Buster, like, cause Buster did so much for the team and the organization and us as fans. But do I trust him to make the right decision? Yeah, I do. Because why the fuck wouldn't I at this point? You know, he's done everything else right. You know, like, why would I doubt him? It's just it's a weird hurdle to get over as a fan. But like you said, Baggerly's article, he threw out Shelley's name, and but I think this one though, like, what I fuck it, we could actually know by tomorrow morning, and I'll get fucking idiot, but. I would think this process would take a couple days at least. Like, I mean, this is, I feel like for Buster, like, they might have informed him 2 weeks ago that, hey, yeah, we're going to give you the president of baseball operations job. You know, like, we're going to give that to you. So maybe he's been thinking about it, and maybe he does have somebody in mind, but I would think just for, optics reasons, like, maybe take a day or two to pick whoever your quote unquote GM is going to be, whether you're making the decisions or not, like who that middleman's, you know, going to be. And the names got, I mean, they're kind of endless, but I don't know who Buster knows. I don't know who Buster's cool with. I don't know who Buster, you know, keeps a good dialogue with since he retired. Like, it could be somebody, it could be another player that just retired. We don't know.
Two things, and before we, you know, move on to the conclusion here of tonight's episode is, and you kind of brought it up, like, how does this impact Buster's legacy with San Francisco? And I feel like I'm in the minority on this, because I've seen people talk about it, like, man, like, I don't want to hate him if he makes a bad move or whatever, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, for me personally, Buster Posey could suck for 2 years as president of baseball operations. But again, after those 2 years, I'd be like, he probably would recognize it and step down. His legacy as a Giant is cemented with me.
Right.
He could suck and nothing would change. And I'm not trying to sound cheesy with that. I really do mean that. Like, as a longtime Giants fan, going on 30 years of being a Giants fan, like, no matter what happens, and I'm optimistic that he's going to succeed at this. But
yeah,
if he sucks at it, I'm still going to be like, hey, Buster Posey, all-time great Giant, you know, helped, was a huge part winning 3 World Series. Like, I have nothing bad to say about the guy. Yeah, he's a shitty POBO, whatever. You know, I don't care about that. But the one last thing I don't know if we really touched about it, you might have said something, was his impact in being in the room with bringing in superstar free agents, which this team just desperately needs. I think other guys are going to be excited, and maybe there is merit to a few weeks ago when Chapman signed that extension, like, hey, I've already gotten calls, like, well, maybe, who knows, we'll never know, but maybe Chapman's like, hey, look, we're going to finish out the season. There's going to be a change. You're going to love who's going to take over. It's Buster Posey. And you're going to want to come play for this guy and for this team. And I'm telling you, the things to come are going to be great. And that's, you know, me talking as Matt Chapman. It's like,
sure,
maybe that's true. And if the Giants can go out and, you know, sneak peek of who I want this offseason, if they could bring in like a Willy Adames and an Anthony Santander, you know, like, holy shit, there's 55, 60 home runs right there. And you have your shortstop, your everyday shortstop, and you have an outfielder, another outfielder, a guy that can DH. Like,
very nice.
Buster Posey's impact in bringing in, you know, those are stars, but possibility of superstars. Like, of course, Juan Soto is going to meet with the Giants and they're going to be in the mix. I think in years past, now, this is not me saying they're going to bring in Juan Soto. I'm still pessimistic on that. But if we go back a year and, or if we just say Farhan's still here, like, percentage out of 100 odds to bring in Juan Soto if Farhan was still in charge, what, 5%? Like, you can't tell me with Buster being the one in the room with Scott Boras as negotiating these deals with our possible huge deal with Juan Soto that it would be lower than 5%. No fucking way. Buster Posey effect will be huge on that. Everybody's got to know that.
Yeah, like, I you're a little more optimistic than I am on that front, but I hope you're right. Like, I think the odds do go up.
I'm just using Soto as an example too.
Sure. I think the odds do go up for the guy like Soto. Not so much. Like, I don't want to give my hopes up. The Giants are getting they're not getting one Soto. So just move on for that shit. But like you said, like Willy Adames, at least, you know, Santander, like, you know, bringing back Blake Snell, like, I mean, who doesn't know how important a lethal pitching staff is to winning a title? Buster Posey knows that, you know, like, see, that's where, see, now I don't like when I do that shit, because now I'm like the old fan, like, oh, Buster knows about how good pitching is. He had Lincecum, Kane, and Sanchez, and Bumgarner, and Barry Zito was the five. Yeah, like, yeah, of course he knows that shit, but does that mean he can go out and put together a rotation like that? No, but I think he would like to do that, and if the Giants give him the resources to do that, and right now all we're thinking of as Giants fans is, yeah, that'd be nice to have a full year of a healthy Blake Snell. Like, that'd be nice where he doesn't have to skip spring training and, you know, get hurt, you know, three starts into the season because he didn't pitch any practice games, you know, anything in the Cactus League. But yeah, no, I think you're right, though, because the optimism on this, it should be higher, because it couldn't be any lower the last two or three off seasons. So you are 100% right on that front. Like, I'm not quite as confident, but I hope to get there. And like, once we figure out, like, who's going to be that middleman, you know, GM, like, that, you know, that's going to say a lot. Like, and maybe
who knows about Pete Petula?
Exactly. I mean, if the fact that they didn't announce that Pete Petula was keeping his job today, it makes me think he's not keeping his job.
I agree.
But we'll see them. I'm sure we'll know by tomorrow. Like, these are all answers that we should know by tomorrow. But, you know, looking back a few weeks ago, remember, it was so small, but I think you were the one, it was you or Brooks, you know, in our Giants chatter group that brought up, like, hey, you know, the Giants, you know, let go of some of these scouts and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's not, I'm thinking that's not a big deal. Who the fuck cares? And then, but it was one of you guys that were like, no, that might be kind of a big deal. Like, that might just go to be showing that the Giants, they're not cutting salary costs, you know, because they're cheap, and that's the fallback everything the Giants have done the last couple of years.
Yeah,
but it's like, hey, maybe, you know, maybe the scouting department is going to change, and that makes me believe now that, yeah, maybe that's what that was about. Like, they're shaping up to put together a new scouting department that I assume, you know, Buster Posey would have a huge hand in. It's weird saying Buster Posey's name now with all this really shit. This is Buster's call, and this is Buster's call. This would be Buster's call too. And like, yeah, it's really weird. It's been a crazy day, but yeah, like I understand the people like you who are really excited, really optimistic. But I also understand the people who are a little more pessimistic right now.
Oh, I understand it.
Yeah, and I think. Because I'm so close, like I am on that third, fourth step of getting on the boat. and being super excited because I want to be like, I'm already there and I'm with you. Like, cause you mentioned a few minutes ago, how you don't think what happens with Buster will, as a president of baseball ops, will affect his legacy. I am with you on that, but because I know if he sucks, I can just pop on the DVDs and I'll feel real happy again. And be like, yeah, I love that motherfucker. And, you know, this is, you know, and who cares? Like, I never thought I'd see one, and I saw three, and, you know, and he was a big part of that. But I know there are some people out there, you know, good fans who don't see it the same way that you and I do in that regard. And that's why this whole thing is so, I don't know, man. It's like a roller coaster of emotions. Like, I'm excited, but then I'm worried. Yeah, hopefully we get a better view of the direction this is all going in the coming days, because yeah, like we don't know anything about Buster Posey, the president of baseball ops. We don't know who that is. We don't know what he's about. Like we make our guesses like we are right now, but I mean I don't know. I don't know where this is all going.
I think the great thing is that, and I'm sure everybody can agree on this, is you have your replacement, Buster Posey, your new president of baseball operations, in place on September 30th. He's going to get an entire offseason to make moves, make decisions, instead of waiting a week or two and he's behind the ball. Like, these upcoming weeks, now heading into the offseason, I guarantee you that dude is already making phone calls. He is, you know, trying to get a staff under him that he wants to be around and knows people he can trust and work well with. And we're not even October yet, technically. I mean, you know, a couple hours away. But the thing is he gets all of October, all of November, December, January, heading into spring training in February of being ready to go. It's not like it's something that wasn't decided until late October, early November. Like, he right. is getting this whole offseason, which is great. So, that is a good thing, and I'm definitely looking forward to the press conference tomorrow for sure.
So, Doug, you're saying right now that the kids are in bed and Buster's making phone calls right now?
I want to know. I'm going off what you just asked. I want to know how this conversation went, and I don't know them personally, obviously, but we've seen him a little more publicly, like his wife, Kristen, right? Kristen Posey, like.
Don't do any voices.
No. I'm not doing no voices. But the thing is, like, I would love to have known the conversation between Buster and the Giants and Giants and the Buster about, was it Buster going, hey, like, I feel like I can do this, give me a shot, you know, to run the team? Or was it ownership going, hey, Buster, like, we think that you can do this and we'd love to give you a shot to run the team, the organization. Go talk to Kristen. And then it's like, well, I wonder how this conversation went with his wife, because he retired at a pretty young age of 34, which I am now, unfortunately. Yes, you too. We're getting old. But it's like, understandably, like, this guy is a big-time family guy. I respect that. Wanted to be at home more. Obviously made enough money to live comfortably and move his, you know, family back out from Georgia to the, you know, really cheap Bay Area. No, I'm joking. You know what I mean. Like, this is going to be a full-time gig. Like, he's going to be a busy guy. I always been thinking for, like, the last 12 hours, like, I kind of wonder how that conversation went. But anyways, it doesn't matter. So, thing is, tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock Pacific, we're getting that press conference. I don't think I've ever been more looking forward to a Giants press conference than tomorrow morning. So Rob and I talked before we came on tonight, and we will come back on tomorrow night. You're going to get back-to-back days of Say Hey Pod. Holy shit. And we'll give additional thoughts of what we heard from the press conference. Maybe we'll have more clarity, more of a direction. We're going from a complete 180. We're going from an analytically driven front office to, we don't know what Buster's going to do, but a guy that's played the game might be a little more old school and say, hey, give me some money and we're going to go get some proven dudes and we're going to win right away. So, I mean, I hope so. But we're going to come back on and do that. And then instead of dedicating an entire episode to a season review, we'll also talk about the 2024 season for a little bit, even though it doesn't mean shit anymore because we're just going in a totally different direction. But we'll talk about it.
Yeah. How fast were they willing to close the book on 2024? Like, yeah,
right.
It 8 or 10 hours into the, you know, into the next day, it's over. Like, yeah, forget about everything you just saw. It's over. And we talked to Buster after that White Sox loss, and we said, hey, how do you feel about this? And that see, in my mind, that's how I imagined that went. Like, okay, we lost to the White Sox, and Buster, hey man, have you ever thought about, you know, running a team or something like that? I imagine that's how that went. But yeah, like you said, like we're going from the total dweeb, you know, analytically based, you know, laptop approach to we don't know. Like, we don't know. Buster could be the same way, and he's just playing us. And maybe nothing will change. What about that? What if nothing changes?
Well, at least we'll have a guy that's probably pretty brutally honest when he's talking to the press. So I'm looking forward to that press conference tomorrow, man. I think we'll have a couple of our own questions answered. And, man, I know we say this every year, but, like, shit, I'm really excited about this offseason now. Like, I don't even know what to expect, but it's not going to be boring. That's for sure. Because if Buster makes a great move for the Giants, it's going to be exciting. If he makes a dumb move, we're going to be like, here we go again, but it's still Buster Posey.
I'm excited about how excited ownership was to move on. Like, and that's what I'm basing my excitement on right now.
That's fair.
And Buster Posey. But, yeah, I mean, that – I mean, talk about just – the quickest, again, it's the quickest wrap to a season I think I've ever seen. But speaking of the 2024 season, I gotta give you a shout out. You bested me in fantasy baseball today in the championship in the weirdest, a double header
on
an extra day, which were two playoff games basically. And Doug bested me in fantasy baseball thanks to Ozzy Albies. And
eighth inning run.
We were gonna tie.
That was the difference.
Doug and I, we were gonna tie, and of an errant throw from a scrub pitcher on the Mets. He hucked it down like Pete Alonso couldn't pick it, and that led to the winning run of fantasy baseball. And it was the weirdest thing because that felt like a doubleheader playoff game today with those two teams. It's like, damn, this is still the regular season. We're still doing fantasy baseball today.
I'll tell you what, shout out to the guys in the Synergy Circuit because it's a fun competitive league. It really is a pretty, like, most of those dudes, I say most, know what they're doing. No, I'm joking. Hey, I've been running that league for what, 7 years now, I think? Finally got my first championship.
You're right.
But like you said, I had, like, the Giants were out of it, right? I could not give two shits about the Braves and Mets today. But you know what? I fucking watched and I fucking listened. And I remember I got off of work, went home, first thing I did was popped on the game. It was the sixth or seventh inning of game two. There's 12 categories in this league. Rob and I are tied dead heat, 5-5-2. And but we're tied at runs, and it came down to the category of runs. And like you said, Ozzy Albies late came through for me, thank God. Who I picked up like 2 weeks ago, like pretty recently.
Just came back.
So it was fun, and I don't think it could have gotten any closer. And yes, Rob, just like the NFL in week 18, where that doesn't happen in fantasy football anymore because you never know who's playing. We might have to make a decision and cut it a week earlier. So we'll see. You definitely have some merit there.
The fact that we got into what was technically day 15 and we were 5-5-2.
We were making all the right moves. We really were.
It was like, what? Like, I've never seen anything like that. And well, obviously, I've never seen anything like a doubleheader to end the year, making up two games that were going to decide two playoff spots. Poor Diamondbacks, by the way. What a shit. Like, can you imagine?
It's a shitty way to end your season.
What the hell? You're just praying for a sweep today and it just doesn't happen. And now you got to watch from home. And just a crazy, crazy way to end the 2024 regular season. But yeah, we got playoff games tomorrow, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. All right, let's get out of here. Exciting times, whether you like it or not. Exciting times. So make sure you're joined up on Giants Chatter to the page we run on Facebook. Get your news there. Make sure you're following us on X at Say Hey Rob, at Say Hey Doug, at Say Hey Podcast. And, you know, if you're feeling generous, wherever you get your podcast, leave us a 5-star review and something nice to say. And like I always say, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything. So,
yeah, there you go.
Guess what? We'll see you tomorrow night. We're recording again tomorrow night. Look at us, two pods in 24-hour span. Who the fuck are we? Yeah. For Say Hey Doug and Say Hey Rob. Adios, Farhan. Go Giants.
Buster!
Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.